and ask Valerie to start us.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you for coming. As I said, John Corbett, our chair is a little bit delayed, so we're going to start off. I want to start off with introductions. To my far right is Mr. Greg Giusti from Ukiah, followed by Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. To my left is Valerie Minton from Petaluma. I'm David Norin. Can you please introduce staff?
Good morning, board members. Matt St. John, executive officer. To my right is David Leland, assistant executive officer. Nate Jacobson is our staff counsel. And opposite me is Patty Corsi and Elena Franceschi.
Fantastic, thank you. Let's do ex parte communications. This is a time when board members can identify any discussions they've had outside the normal meeting processes. Mr. Massey?
Thank you, Mr. Norn. Since we last met, I have talked with state and federal officials regarding West County sewers and the problem of water for pot growing.
Fantastic. I wanted to report that I actually had some conversations as well, West County sewers, some of the issues pertaining to our local Sonoma County compost facility, and I actually had the opportunity to talk to the Sonoma County Farm Bureau, and I just attended a regular meeting and talk to them about some of our ongoing programs. So moving on, State Board Liaison, Mr. Steve Moore, I understand is not here today, so that's fine. I didn't mean it that way. I mean, we'll catch him next time. I love to hear from Steve. There's lots of stuff going on in the state level, as you're aware. Mr. Matt St. John, can I ask, do you want to do executive officer's report for us?
I do. Thank you. Just a couple of things. Our state board liaison has provided regular updates related to the state's drinking water program being brought into the State Water Resources Control Board, which officially happened as of the beginning of this fiscal year, July 1st. Much of the function is happening at a new division of drinking water at the State Board, but all of the district offices that work with municipalities on drinking water issues are still being maintained throughout the state. And I wanted to take the opportunity to introduce the supervising engineer, Janice Thompson, who's here in the audience. And Janice is the supervising engineer for the Sonoma District. And give Janice the opportunity to say anything if you'd like. But mostly it's just wanted to formally welcome you and the drinking water program into the Water Board family. So Janice, if you'd like, feel free to make a comment, but you don't have to. Please.
Yes, please.
Hello, my name is Janice Thomas. I've been the district engineer for 10 years and have worked for the drinking water program for 17. Thank you for welcoming us. We have really good working relationships with the regional board, especially around recycled water and groundwater contamination and sewage spills. And we look forward to continuing with those strong relationships and building on them and integrating how the work that's done with the regional board also supports our goal of ensuring that there's safe drinking water. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Thanks, Janice. I wanted to update the board and members of the public related on to the issues in the Klamath River. Given the drought conditions and associated low flows in the Klamath, as well as high summer air temperatures, water quality conditions in the Klamath River are exceptionally poor this summer at this time of year. And this poor water quality is affecting beneficial uses of the river. It's not uncommon to have blue-green algae blooms in the reservoirs in the reservoirs on the Klamath River, and that this year is certainly no exception. There are extensive blooms occurring in the reservoirs, and the elevated blue-green algae concentrations, as well as the algal toxins that are produced by the algae, are making their way down the Klamath River. This office has been coordinating with PacifiCorps, as well as the counties, the Forest Service, the Karuk and Yurok tribes, to do monitoring of the conditions, and have issued press releases and done noticing, public noticing, warning the public against human and animal contact of the water in the main stem Klamath River downstream of Iron Gate, as well as in the reservoirs. In addition, due to low flows and high water temperatures at a really critical condition, the fisheries in the Klamath River are being threatened. There are increasing incidents of fish disease and scattered reports of salmonid mortalities in the Salmon River and in the Trinity River. Some reports indicate that the conditions now are actually worse than they were in late July of 2002, when there was the devastating fish kill in the lower Klamath River. My office works closely as a member of the Klamath Fish Health Assessment Team. And as you know, our staff, Catherine Carter, provides a leading role of coordinating the KFAT group, as we call it, which has daily email correspondence these days, as well as at least weekly phone calls to share information about water quality and fisheries conditions in the Klamath River. KFAT recently, just yesterday actually, released a press release notifying the public of the heightened risk of a fish kill in the Klamath River. And KFAT has procedures that have been that are now in place to respond should the incidence of fish disease progress to a level where there would be a fish kill. KFAT is in the position to continue monitoring and assessing conditions. Of course, we don't want to just sit back and watch a tragedy occur. And so one thing that I have done this week is send a letter to the Bureau of Reclamation urging the Bureau to release flows from Lewiston Reservoir in the Trinity River as a preventative measure to improve water quality conditions and create a pulse flow to help flush out some of the disease spores. So I'll be working with other partners, including the Bureau, to try to implement a preventative measure like a pulse flow to try to improve conditions. So with that somber note, that's the main item that I wanted to update you on as part of my executive officer's report.
Great, thank you. Any comments or questions? Thank you, Matt. Public forum.